For now to Gaza, where the continuing violence has forced over 100,000 Palestinians to flee their homes. Robert Turner is Director of Operations for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency in Gaza.
Well, in our schools, we have in excess of 100,000 now that are in our schools.
And are the schools, do you think, suitable and adequate accommodation for these people?
They're coming to our schools not because it's comfortable. They're coming to our schools because they feel safer. What we're seeing now is, compared to the last two conflicts, is a higher proportion of the people who are leaving their homes are coming to our schools instead of going to relatives or going to friends. And when we've asked them that, why are you doing that, it says because they don't feel safe in any of the neighborhoods, you know, because there's been so much targeting of residential areas, of homes of alleged militants. They don't feel safe in the residences. They feel relatively safer in our installations.
And do you believe they are safe in your installations?
Well, by degrees. We had an incident yesterday where one of the schools housing our displaced in the Maghazi camp in the middle area came under artillery shelling. So we had an incident in Beit Hanoun yesterday, a small arms fire, injured four of the displaced in one of our schools. So by degrees, it's safer, but it's nothing, nowhere in Gaza is safe at the moment.
What would you say to the Israeli government in terms of the safety of people seeking sanctuary on UN property?
Well, we would have the same message for all parties, not only Israelis, which is they need to respect the inviolability and neutrality of our installations. They need to allow our staff access. We need to be able to work. But as I say, it's not only the Israelis, all parties need to respect that.
There is mounting concern over the numbers of children being maimed and killed. We are told around 1,400 so far.
The numbers are shocking by any standard. Yes, absolutely.
And are you seeing that reflected as well in, of those 105,000 people seeking refuge from the UN, is there a significant proportion, presumably, of those are children?
Yes, there is. I mean, I think now the casualty figures, about a quarter have been children. That's a remarkably high proportion. And again, it represents this, primarily a lot of them are being injured is in this, the targeting of residences.
And do you believe that you have the resources necessary to protect those children, not just from physical harm, but obviously the experience will be profoundly traumatic for them?
Well, this is one of the programs that we have existing for this very reason, is a community mental health program in most of our schools and all of our health clinics, is to work through some of the psychosocial difficulties associated with these conflicts. And if you're a six-year-old child in Gaza, this is your third war, and that has a very real impact on your emotional and psychosocial development. So we have, in the schools, we have our psychosocial counselors there trying to work with the kids particularly. But this has long-term developmental impact on the whole generation.
The Security Council has expressed serious concern about the rising civilian death toll. It wants an immediate end to hostilities. What concerns do you have if, as appears to be the case, military violence continues?
We hope, and we share echo the Secretary General's call for an immediate end to the violence. But we also echo his call that what comes next cannot be a return to the situation we had 3 weeks ago, with the population of Gaza confined to this 365 square kilometers, with no access to markets, with 43,000 public servants not receiving salaries. The situation 3 weeks ago was untenable, not just unsustainable, it was untenable. And there's a governance vacuum. We need answers to these questions. So we need urgently and desperately an end to the violence. But just as important is, we need a solution to some of the broader underlying reasons that this violence occurs.
And that was Robert Turner, Director of Operations for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency in Gaza, speaking to us a short time ago.